All right, I'm Western Carolina University Masters of Entrepreneurship student Bill Miller, here with the president and CEO of the Watershed Wellness Center, Mr. Bob McCauley, on October 4th, 2011, for an entrepreneurship interview, which we're doing on the phone and recording with a digital recorder. Mr. McCauley, please know that my goals are to learn some about entrepreneurship, some about you as an entrepreneur, and some things that may be helpful to aspiring entrepreneurs. But you can skip any questions that you aren't comfortable answering. Does that sound good to you, sir?
Okay.
All right. Mr. McCauley, will you please briefly describe your business, the Watershed Wellness Center?
Well, we import products from Taiwan, but also from India, mainly two-pest algae, spirulina, and chlorella, the two most powerful foods in the earth. And then also the water ionizers from Taiwan, one of the biggest importers of both spirulina and chlorella and water ionizers in the U.S. And then I developed the 7-component protocol that I promote to people, the non-natural way of living and being healthy.
Excellent. So Watershed Wellness Center is located in Lansing, Michigan, correct?
Yeah, we're in Lansing, Michigan, and we ship all over the United States and all over the world.
Okay, can you please tell me something you like about your location, either specifically or Lansing in general, please?
Okay, I was born and raised here in Lansing, but I've been many places throughout the world, and I lived in New York City for 10 years. But I came back to Michigan for probably, number one, I was in Michigan as the Can you give me a little bit of an overview of about how you started the Watershed Wellness Center, please? How I started it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got into the bottled water business about 18 years ago. and that's all I served about the first couple of years of Dive the Modern. I was in business about 6 months. I started my business right out of my house. I had a certified well, certified state of Michigan, and my father was had a doctor from MIT, so he was a water expert. And I was at a Michigan State University family owned engineering company, so I had the expertise in the good water. So I started the business, got into bottled water, and I got into the small pints, half pints, or pints, liters, and just went for 5 liters. I got into big places like Target, and a lot of the markets and everything, but what I could see was those places basically were controlling my business. Because when they felt like putting me on display, they would do it, and when they didn't feel like doing it, they would take me off, and I could just see it was all a matter of time before I ended up, they would control my business completely, so I got myself a bottle of water store, which is where I am right now, by the dispensing water, by the gallon, moved into the 5 gallon bottle of business, and started dripping water, water cooler, 5 gallons. And, somebody walked in one day, just me to have water, ionized water. And that's how I started that. And then shortly afterwards, I found out about chlorella. The first three of me, and then I investigated and found out about chlorella. And that's how I got the hang into it. And then somebody introduced me to raw foods. And I couldn't find any other, very much information on it. Nobody had ever written a book about ionized water at all. There were a few books about spirulina and chlorella. A few books about raw foods. I wrote a book called The Confessions of a Bodybuilder. It was about building your body with water and nutrients. So that was the first book out on the market ever that talked about ionized water, spirulina, chlorella, raw fruits and vegetables, kind of my entire health profile. And that's how I got started. That was in the year 2000. So I started my business in 93. And, by 2000, I was, up and running and at the whole HUD protocol, and I've been with them since, and I'm a certified nutritional consultant, and a master herbalist, and I'm just going to be submitting maybe later this week or beginning next week my dissertation for naturopathic doctor. Come along, but I've been doing it about 18 years.
Okay, so, just to clarify, so you started out by selling, mineral water, is that correct?
Called Michigan Mineral Cream Extra Butter.
Okay.
And really great tasting water.
And then you added. And then you added products to it.
And I still sell the same kind of water. I also sell water, ionized water by the gallon. Mm-hmm. And people sell rapid self service. And I also sell, spirulina and chlorella. And, probiotics, so that's other things.
Okay, so was it called the Watershed Wellness Center when you first opened, or did that come about later on?
No, it was just the Watershed, and then probably about 2003 or 2004, I added the Watershed Wellness Center.
Oh, okay. Once you expanded what you were offering, you changed the name to the Watershed Wellness Center. Okay, I get it. Okay, so was this your first entrepreneurial endeavor?
Yeah, I started a business when I lived in New York called South American Crafts. But I was importing crafts from Ecuador, and I had some contacts there. But, a long time ago, and, they were definitely very high quality, and I could have made a business out of it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where to find a market. Computers were still pretty, this would have been back about 1989, 1990. So, I didn't know what I was doing, so, I just kind of fell flat. To be honest with you, I really didn't have a lot of money invested in it. And the business I have now, anybody will tell you you get into business and you're going to, most businesses fail. Most fail in the first year. 98% of all businesses have been private. And the truth is that even in higher percentage, over the one of the 2 or 3% that remain after 5 years. Half of those businesses go off business before 15 years. So I started my business for less than $5,000. So I didn't have any big initial investment or, you know, I staked everything on it. I just said, I'm going to try this and see how it works. And if it works, I'll keep going. And if it doesn't, I won't. But if I was going to start a business again, I would do the exact same thing. I wouldn't put a huge amount of investment in money up front. I would look at the market. They're very strong, test it out. Now, to be honest with you, I've made money since the day I opened my, I've been profitable since the day I opened my, I've always made money all the way along the line. So it's just a matter of, just a matter of doing it the right way and making sure you know what you're doing. But, if you're determined and, you're afraid of failure, you've got a good chance of making it. I was very afraid of failing. And that fear factor was a big part of it. So if I wasn't so afraid of failure and I wasn't so, totally scared of, because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life if I didn't make this business work. But I had no idea what I was going to put out of the water, you don't know if the thing's going to work or not. And there was already a lot of out of water. When I got into this, I started something out of water. The places that took me on and let me in, like Target, I dominated everybody. I outsold every other beverage in the market. Nothing came close. It was a really good tasting water. It was a Michigan product, and I guess you would, in a way, it was very colorful. So it appealed to kids, and I knew that when I got into business, I knew that I wasn't really in the bottled water business, which most people, I think, to this day, I wasn't in the health business. I mean, wasn't in the bottled water business as much as I was in the health business. Because if you ask anybody, I should stand there and talk to people, come up with bottled water. I say, why are you buying that? But you ask them, because it's healthy. I want to be healthy. I mean, so I realized right away I'm selling a health product.
Right.
It's in a block. People, to this day, they just, they could be selling any other beverage. It could be some sports drink. They could be selling anything. But when you're selling water, people buy water because they want to be healthy. So I realized that early on. And that's why, my little slogan was, the habit of the bottom. The first, and healthy choice, that was another phrase I came up with. Healthy habit in the bottom, that was another one. Because it was about health.
Okay, so that kind of ties into my next question. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or why did you guys decide to become one?
First of all, if I had any idea of how much work this would have been and how much work I would have to do to start this business, I doubt if I would have done it because it would have scared me off. I would just say, no, I don't have that kind of dedication. I started in 93. In 1994, I worked every single day of the year except Christmas. And I couldn't lease those hours. I mean, I would wake up on a Sunday morning and tend to work 2 or 3 hours, and I could have 8 or 10 hours in.
Wow.
Just because there was stuff to do, and I had to, no one else was going to do it. I literally get off from work in the company for the first 2 years with money or anything. I bottled the water, I packaged it, I labeled it, I put it in the boxes, I brought it out, I delivered it, I stockpiled the shelves, I did the accounting, I did everything. It was me, that was it. It was a one-man show. And then when I got the water ionizer, then I began to, then come to water. And then when I got the store in 1995, that's when I began to hire other people. But I just had one person with me for years and years. I still didn't kind of know one person. And then slowly over the years, I began to hire more people. But one of my biggest accomplishments has always been to and one of the things I'm very proud of is that I just have very few employees, and I've always managed it that way. And actually a lot of places I haven't watched them. They hire too many people. And we need to hire a very small group of people that are very dedicated to what we're doing.
That's good advice. Can you give me some examples of challenges that you faced in starting Watershed Wellness Center?
Can you say that again?
Sure. Can you give me some examples to illustrate some of the challenges that you faced in starting the Watershed Wellness Center?
Well, first of all, of course, the competition. There was already a lot of ones on the market. Evian was huge. And they dominated a lot. I began to show people that you don't high flux water is ridiculous. And shipping the halfway around the world the way they do is terrible way to run a business. I've been surprised that Evian stayed good. Right. your biggest problem. The competition, if you just keep an eye on them, and you got to be right on your feet. You know, just for instance, I got into bottled water world. There's no way that I could have made them if I didn't do, you know, put in some income. So this guy walked into stores and you want to become a U-Haul dealer. So I said, yeah, and it was really good money, and I made a lot of money off the U-Haul for 12 years. So I was a U-Haul dealer. So it was taking on those things that are dear and got a lot of money.
Thinking back to 18 years ago, what did you do for startup costs? How did you initially fund your business?
I started my business with less than $5,000 and came right out of my own pocket. I've invested a lot of my own money in the company since then. Probably a total of about $350,000. Little by little. So in other words, the company sort of owes me that money now. Because I loaned it to the company. And then I can get paid. So it's kind of like a loan to the company rather than a capital investment. So the company owes me that money. But I started with just around $5,000. And I said, okay, if this doesn't work, I'm out $5,000. I'm not ruined. I'm not going to take my life savings here and try to get into something, which is the bottled water business, that I knew nothing about. I mean, it would really be stupid to do that. To get into a business that I'm nothing about, and you haven't been in it before. It's like starting a restaurant, you know, a restaurant.
Right.
I mean, you need to go out and get into a restaurant business and be the manager of a restaurant for at least 5 years, more than you can before you're going to start opening up your own restaurant. You're going to have the chances that you're going to fail.
Okay, so did you create a formal business plan before starting the Watershed Wellness Center?
My business plan was do not fail.
Okay.
Great. I mean, I just got in the water and took it around to, I initially went to pharmacy and to, you know, convenience stores, semi-restaurant, kept walking in and walking in. And, you know, I was treated poorly many times, but not, on average, most people took it. And those that didn't were kind about it, but you find your occasional asshole here and there, you're going to find that no matter what you do. But, no, I didn't have any business plan. I'm not saying it's not a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to have a business plan. It's a good idea, but I didn't have one. because I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know how to, you know, do any of that kind of stuff. So I just took it one step at a time and stayed in it. And, you know, like I said, just kept looking for ways to bring income to the business, ways to pay the bills. That's all I kept doing. You know, over and over, find out ways to pay the bills. And I did. And I had bottled water equipment over the years. But I used a bottle of water, first the small sizes and then the 5 gallons. But all that, the company paid for all that stuff. I didn't have to, you know, invest my own money and take my own risk. The money that I put into the company was kind of a capital investment that I put in. And that wouldn't be the best way to do it because, you know, unless you really know what you're doing, I mean, obviously there's all sorts of ways to start businesses and, you know, go to venture capitalists and see what they do for you and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's lots of people to do it. But let's just say, I did it the real safe way. But if I were to fail, then, I would have lost $5,000, and that would have been it.
Right.
So.
And how are things going for your business right now, in general? I mean, I know the economy's been tough, but just how are things going in general?
My business is doing great. People have become more and more health-minded all the time. You know, so I got into business at the time I got into it. And people are, I mean, since I got into the health side of it, especially in the Corolla and all that kind of stuff, water. I knew that back then, that was just the beginning that people were saying, man, I was that stuff. And they just, doctors don't give you results. You know, they just give you a pill. They give you chemotherapy, you got cancer, and they don't give you any kind of guarantee of results.
Right.
Maybe we don't know, blah, 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 you know, we don't know what you're getting. So, at any rate, I could see this coming back then. So, you know, people ask me all the time, you must fight with doctors, you must be against them. Doctors do what they do. I know about medicine, they don't know anything about health. I know nothing about medicine, I know everything about health. And I'm one of the really great experts on natural health. I'm really a great expert on natural health and how to be naturally healthy. And doctors don't know anything about that, so I've got nothing to discuss with them. I don't denounce the medical profession, other than to say, you know, medicine doesn't lead to health. And so if you're in an accident or a trauma situation, you know, doctors are what you need. If you got cancer, you got arthritis, you got, you can look to a doctor for help, but they're not going to be there to help you. That's the end of that right there. They don't really have to. But if you want to be healthy, do it. And people don't understand the diet. And they think it's crazy. They think living on raw food, you're going to get sick. So there's all these kind of misconceptions about raw foods and how to be healthy. And so I just talk to people about all that. I just tell them, here's how you be healthy, here's how you do it, this is why, this is how, and here are the results. It works every time. And if it doesn't work, it's because you didn't, but, you know, it's as simple as that. So, at any rate, I keep it very simple. I write my books, they're written to the average person, the couch potato, the guy sitting there with the popcorn in his hand, the guy sitting on the couch watching the game or whatever. The woman who makes burgers, I just kind of thought, here's how you can get into this very slowly and don't try to become a raw foodist or anything. Just start out real slow and keep eating raw foods, and one day you might look back and go, wow, I'm raw foodist now, remember? But I keep it real simple, and I try to get to the average person because, you know, the health fanatics already got it figured out.
Right.
And the average person is where, you know, those are the people that need the most help.
Right.
You know, because they just don't understand health and how it works and all that kind of stuff. So, At any rate, that's who I go to. I mean, that's who I try to appeal to. Again, just the average person. Not my books are written so that anybody can pick them up and read them. That could somehow be for somebody who's crazy about college and that kind of stuff. Somebody wants to do, you know, people think about it all the time. Just, yeah, the average person that never thought about health and or think about it, but wants to know maybe any way they can make themselves healthier. That's who I appeal to.
What's switching gears a little bit, what's a typical work day like for you currently?
I get out of bed, like a glass of water. I pull another glass, a big tall glass of water, and I sit down and I start working. That's when I get home. I answer emails. I do small projects that may have. And then around 9:30, I go into the office and I have projects that I'm working on, and then I just start, you know, handling things that come up throughout the day, which, you know, things always pop up, the unexpected, and things people I need to talk to or whatever. But I usually just sit at my desk. I run through lunch. I stick to the raw food diet as much as I possibly can. My fruits usually my breakfast once I start eating. I'll have a cup of tea, and I'll just work through the day. I'm a big workaholic. I love doing it. I do. I feel like I'm on a mission to make some people how to be healthy. I've written all these books on health. And so at any rate, that's what so I just start out and just go through the whole day, and then make some things crop up. But otherwise, I've always got a new project coming. I've always got new ideas. I've always got something else I want to accomplish. I'm a kind of naturopathic doctor, and once I complete that, I finished up with the help of your uncle. It's been over a couple of years now we've been working on this, but he helped me design my label, NatureBuild, is my trademark with my products, NatureBuild. And then he had me design that and everything. He gave me ideas, and then he put it all together. He gave an incredible designer. And so this year I came out with my first 39 products, the NatureBuild products, and they're all really big and all that. And then, as I said, I've got other projects I'm really working on. Videos, I've got two books that I'm working on, and once I finish up Naturopathic Doctor, I'll move on to those and do those one after another. So always something new, always something different, always feel like I'm running out of time.
I know that feeling.
Work through the day, and that's it. And then I'll come home, and obviously I usually do more work until I go to bed. So I don't sit around and watch movies. I watch a movie here and there. I don't sit around and watch TV and all that kind of stuff. I'll put the TV on in the background, but my main focus day in and day out is to accomplish, reach more people, reach new markets. I just finished my honoring the temple of God. I got it translated to Spanish. So I had another book translated to Spanish earlier this year. I'm writing this copy of the Bible of the Water, which is the Bible of the Water on the industry. And then my latest book, Honoring the Temple of God, I got that translated to Spanish. So now I have two books in Spanish. So kind of pushing the new markets, kind of push out and reach more people, trying to get into Central America, South America, Mexico, wherever I can, Spain, wherever I can get in to reach people. That's my goal, and that's what I'm doing now, trying to reach a worldwide audience, because the products I have are very well suited for feeding people, feeding areas that droughts, Africa, for instance, and giving people, a lot of really, we always have a need to be met. And then we couple that with a raw food diet, but then you really can do it.
Okay. Are there any particular skills that you think entrepreneurs must possess in order to be successful, or is there anything that might be most important for them to possess?
Well, one thing I would say is don't worry about the details. If you, you know, you want things that look nice, you want your look. But I know people that are very, they're very anal and they're very careful and they're very, you know, everything has to be neat and clean. My best friend's that way. He's very neat. He goes into his study at home. Everything's perfectly neat and clean. My study is a mess. My office at work is a mess. You know, to control chaos. And to me, that's the entrepreneur, the person that doesn't really sweat the details. He doesn't, if everything looks perfect, it's about getting the job done and making sure you got money coming in and that you're profitable. There's just too many people. Like my friend, I don't think he's ever make it because you just gotta get it in, get the product, get it out, make money, get on to the next thing. And you gotta do that every single day. So, they're just really neat people that, you know, they're fantastic employees, they're great people to have around. I got a secretary, like both of them are really ankle and neat, clean. And I don't think either one of them would start a business and be able to make it. And that's nothing against them. It's just that everybody's got a different personality and the way they do things, and the personality, I kind of took the personality of an entrepreneur. The guy who started FedEx, that guy's got a seat on his
this up. Last question. Is there any particular piece of advice that you'd like to give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
Well, I guess the thing I would tell you is don't invest a huge amount of money into it. Keep it simple. Do it yourself. Do all the work yourself. Don't be hiring about a bunch of people. Learn about your business before you get into it. That's putting yourself into. And the biggest piece of advice I would give you is be terrified of fail. Be terrified of it. Be really, really afraid of fail. And then you'll succeed. That was my biggest fear was failing. And I just and through the years, you just keep going and be innovative and be afraid to try other things that may not be exactly like I took on U-Haul.
Right.
You know, people were like, what are you doing? You're in Dallas. I've got to pay the bills. So I took on U-Haul. Why not? It was very successful. I mean, made a lot of money. I paid a lot of my bills.
Very interesting perspectives. Thank you very much for sharing your time and your insights.
Thanks for the call. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.